Welcome to the Association Advisor Podcast. We're glad you've joined us for a conversation about best practices and leadership strategies for association professionals. I'm Kelly Clark.
And I'm Katie Brown. Elections require a delicate balance of transparency and privacy. You want your members to know and trust the process and the results, but if needed, you also want to protect the privacy of individual choices. There's also the chance of human error if making a group decision by the old-fashioned way, by a show of hands, or by counting scraps of paper. That's why Pete Westerhaus and Tony Hoff are with us today to talk about the benefits of using an electronic balloting system like the one Survey and Ballot Systems offers.
Their Direct Vote Live platform is a cloud-based system of conducting elections or voting on initiatives. Pete, an account manager for Survey and Ballot Systems, and Tony, their marketing director, explain how software like Direct Vote Live makes balloting in any size association easy, quick, and most importantly, secure.
This is a topic we've never broached before, but given the larger climate these days, we felt it was important to address, if only to get associations thinking about the integrity of their own elections and decision-making processes. But first, a message from Naylor.
ASAE's annual meeting is just 1 month away, and while we're disappointed we can't meet everyone in person this year, we hope the online format means many of you will be able to tune in again for a few days of education, networking, and fun. We'll have a team in attendance online, and we hope to chat with you about our member engagement and non-dues revenue solutions. Our Chief Revenue Officer, Walt Phillips, will lead what's sure to be an intriguing Q&A session with the dynamic Baratunde Thurston for the opening keynote. Join us for an action lab to talk about the kinds of initiatives you want to see in our next normal. And if you're going to be there for education sessions, check out Digital Summit's Senior Sales Director Cedric Fellows' Express Talk Monday, August 16th, titled, Will Your Sponsors Succeed at Your Next Virtual Event? It's a 20-minute talk about ways you can improve your sponsorship offerings for virtual and hybrid conferences. We'll see you online August 13th through 18th.
Pete Westerhaus has been an account manager at Survey and Ballot Systems since 2019 and works closely with many associations on their election needs. In his role, he specializes in Survey and Ballot Systems online voting platforms, Direct Vote Live and My Direct Vote, as well as general elections, and has a wide variety of expertise in election specifics for different organizations across the country and the world.
Tony joined Secure Ballot Systems in 2011 and currently serves as marketing director. He holds a BS in sales and marketing from St. Mary's University of Minnesota. In his role, he oversees company communications, branding, product launches, and ensuring surveyandballotsystems.com is the leading source of voting information for member organizations. In addition, Tony partners with clients to plan and manage successful projects that increase member engagement and voter participation. Welcome, Pete and Tony. We're so glad to have you all here.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Tell us a little bit about Survey and Ballot Systems and the products the company has and the work that you both do.
Sure. So Survey and Ballot Systems, we are an election services vendor. Been in business for 31 years as a family business, really providing various voting solutions to member-based organizations around the country and the world with focus on security, focus on voter integrity, and a focus on customer support. We really understand how stressful an election process can be for an organization. And our team professionals here work with the organization and our clients every step of the way to ensure really a seamless voting process. And with that, you know, we also understand that organizations have custom needs. And so over the past years, we have created different innovative voting solutions, particularly Direct Vote Live, really a tool designed for live virtual voting in boards, live virtual voting in annual meetings, so that an organization can run a flexible, dynamic vote in real time in a live environment.
That is so interesting. So, like you mentioned, you're all about helping organizations conduct secure official votes in a real-time setting. How do voting systems make meetings go smoother for associations? And if you can just shed a little bit more light on how it works. So, is it like web-based voting? Is it app-based? And kind of what the process looks like?
Yeah, of course. So the process is all web-based. As people are becoming more and more familiar with obviously web applications, COVID has accelerated the use of cloud tools, drastically. And so this is all housed in the cloud, but and administered by the organization. So the admin on the platform will upload the attendees, upload the motions, send the broadcast all through this cloud tool. Doesn't require an app download, but rather, we want it to be a seamless voting experience for all of the voters.
What would a typical vote look like using either Direct Vote Live or a different system you have?
So with Direct Vote Live specifically, there's a wide range of different votes that can take place with it. As Pete mentioned, it primarily is focused on virtual votes, like virtual meetings or maybe a hybrid meeting. And those can take all different types of shape and sizes, from voting for board of directors, voting on motions. It could be like a board or a committee that have a standing meeting where those votes are taking place. And what Direct Vote Live helps do is bring some validity to those votes that maybe were cast by voice vote. In meetings past or prior to COVID. And really, Direct Vote Live helps become, in a way, an engagement and communication tool for engaging your board members or your committee members from a distance. And then the other side of SBS, on the election side, we have a wide range of voting technology, from web-based telephone voting, even paper or on-site or in-person voting as well. And so for those types of votes, it's really tailored to the association, but their bylaws, and then also the goals that they have for that particular election.
Are the elections and votes, are these size dependent? Like, is this a better fit for a large association that has, a really wide variety of not only members by volume, but also member types? Or is this scalable way down? And the reason I ask is because this is completely my ignorance, not living in the voting world. But as we're talking, it's making so much more sense to me. My thought when I was thinking through this was like, okay, in person, a lot of times votes were held like at annual meetings, for instance, and it was by, a hand raise or a balloting system or something like that. And then virtually, all of the security components aside, removing like any self-interest or anything like that, I'm like, oh yeah, that could be like a SurveyMonkey survey that you could do, which, as I say that out loud, I'm like, that is ridiculous. This is a huge deal. You can't use like your base level platform to do something that's so important. Is this scalable for very small associations all the way to really large associations? Or do you typically have kind of a sweet spot for associations who are looking for surveying tools and balloting tools?
Yeah, Katie, that's a fantastic question. And, I think you bring up a couple really good points. One of the points when you're talking about running a vote like this in an annual meeting and using a tool like SurveyMonkey, you really got to question security and different components of a platform like that, where with Direct Vote Live, this really the solution really does provide that security and documentation to a vote that has a lot of meaning to it. With the size of those meetings, we really our sweet spot, I would say, most of our annual meetings have a couple hundred, so 200 to maybe 500 voters. However, we've had some that are much larger. We're talking thousands of voters, all the way down to some really, really small votes where you have six people in the meeting casting your vote. But no matter how big the meeting is, they're still after the same thing, and that is a secure solution, documented solution. While also, this tool helps save time too. If you imagine an annual meeting where people are raising their hands and somebody's counting those votes, that's slow, you know.
I've seen that and been like, okay.
Exactly.
These people with their hands up have got to be getting tired at this point.
Exactly.
And there's an integrity component too, you know, like you're trusting someone to be, and it's not, nothing against anyone who's ever counted hand raises, but you know, when you're looking out and you're trying to actually go about in that manner, there is a level of human error, and mm-hmm. you know, because we're human beings mm-hmm. and that kind of stuff happens. So you're right. I think timeliness, error proofing, and then obviously, given the fact that you said you have a pretty broad range in terms of scalability, I think probably it's a lot of integrity, you know, especially with a very small association, you're making a really important decision. It probably comes down to just ensuring that your membership, your staff, anyone involved trusts the process. And not to talk politics, but, you know, we live in a world now where everyone is questioning every type of voting, from American Idol to presidential elections, that, you know, you really want people to feel confident when they're placing a vote that they're being heard, and they're being heard in the way that they want to.
Yeah. I would add to that too, that kind of those doubts or those concerns aren't anything new. Anytime an organization makes a change to their voting process, regardless if it's for electing their board of directors over a course of a month or in a board meeting or an annual meeting, there's always going to be those people who raise questions. And what's nice about platforms like ours is they're built with security in mind. They're built with transparency in mind. Direct Vote Live even has some built-in features to where the vote could be transparent. Maybe you sit on a board where everybody knows how everybody votes, and you need to make sure that that's carried through digitally, all the way to where it is a secret ballot, just like it would be if you were mailing in your ballot or voting online in a quote unquote regular election. And so at the end of the day, the tools that we're building, we're trying to help make them more member centric, to where it's easy to access them and get in and vote, but also provide ultimate transparency and a better governance process.
One thing you said that stood out to me was these systems bring validity to votes. And we've talked just now a little bit about how that happens. But once the results are available, how can people look at the results for themselves and know that the system is being transparent, that this is actually how the vote went down?
That's a great question. So within Direct Vote Live, that transparency setting can be set so that you can see how Pete voted, how Katie voted, how anybody voted in that meeting, if it's enabled as part of that vote. So you'd be able to check in real time whether or not your ballot was cast and cast correctly. On the ones that are, you know, you're not able to see exactly how I voted, you can still have the results instantly available, so that as soon as that voting item ends, as a participant, I can pull up and see the outcome of that vote. Direct Vote Live also stores all of that information back for the admin as well. So part of it too is like document sharing. If there's items that are being voted on that have more details to them, like bylaw votes, things like that, it certainly stores that. Any quorum, everything is timestamped. So we really went through a lot of different thought processes of how we can show that validity and how you can have an audit trail of your vote within a meeting.
What about protecting votes from outsiders? How do your systems protect against hackers from getting into and messing with an association's elections or voting decisions?
I will tell you that securing a vote is probably the number one priority of our organization from morning, noon, and night. You hear all the time of data breaches, or you get a ping on your phone from you bought something somewhere and you have to get a new credit card. With SBS in general, we go through a lot of testing, a lot of assessments, penetration testing, audits, et cetera, just to make sure that we are doing everything we possibly can to secure those votes. And when it comes to the actual meeting or the actual election, they're all credential based. So each voter has a unique set of identifiers that they need to input to be allowed into the system. We have some tools in place that if someone were to, you know, think of like someone trying to hack or guess passwords, it will lock people out after invalid entries. But it's really set up to make sure that when you have a list of eligible voters or participants, that those are the only people who are allowed into your meeting. For some associations who maybe have a large annual general meeting, they may allow more people to participate. You know, you can, maybe you're not a voting member, depending on the size or the structure of your organization, you may have different membership types that just don't allow for those to people to participate as a voting member, but they could still call into a Zoom call or a Teams call, but only those who are within Direct Vote Live would have access to vote.
Okay, so it sounds to me like there's this whole technical back end side that is above my pay grade, but sounds secure. I do know what pen testing is, and I know that's a big deal. So that's good news. No, I'm just teasing. We don't even have an Alexa in our house because, you know, the cybersecurity threats are real. Actually, that now that we're talking this through a little bit more, I did want to ask you, I can't remember, Peter, Tony, one of you mentioned, you know, COVID with things rapidly changing. You all made some changes. What kind of changes have you had to make to survey and ballot systems and specifically any of your, you know, product lines due to COVID?
You know, with our core election services, we were deemed an essential business right from the get-go. We're running elections for some of the top, you know, associations in the country, medical associations that need to, you know, keep their governance in track. And so that side of the business was deemed essential. Our company navigated that very, very effectively. Clients' needs obviously were changing as projects were changing, and employees, our contacts at these different organizations were now remote, and they needed assistance in different ways than they did before. So obviously, as you can imagine, the entire election process has changed for organizations in a very, very short time. Our team did a phenomenal job transitioning with those changes, making sure that we were able to accommodate and ultimately serve their needs. And we're very proud of how we responded to that, knowing that these elections carry a lot of weight and they're very, very important and timely. From the Direct Vote Live standpoint, you know, it's funny, we actually launched this tool February of 2020, right before the world basically shut down.
Impeccable timing.
Believe me, we were not involved in it whatsoever. But it was certainly a tailwind, you know, as people had to make adjustments quickly. And we adjusted with Direct Vote Live accordingly as well. So the tool was originally designed for board voting, committee voting, as Tony had mentioned, and still absolutely serves those purposes. But really quickly, we were starting to see in the annual general meeting space a need that was rapidly evolving. And so, you know, we started getting a lot of inquiries on that. The tool's been used as for pulse surveys or small focus groups. The use cases exponentially grew, and it probably threw marketing and Tony for a loop. But it was really fun to see the application being used for other types of events and for other purposes. So it was obviously everybody had to make adjustments and changes when COVID hit and the world changed and really won't be the same, but it was certain opportunities really emerged as well.
What were some unexpected ways you saw your balloting systems being used during COVID?
Oh, definitely. It was that evolution to the AGM. And not just an annual general meeting for who we typically serve and member-based organizations, but we saw, you know, some political groups, we saw different types of organizations who we hadn't touched before, and some large organizations that are like Fortune 50 companies that came to use Direct Vote Live. And it was definitely, for me anyway, unexpected. As Pete mentioned, we were kind of having to change. I think the buzzword for last year was pivot. You know, we had to pivot a couple of times with what we were planning to do with Direct Vote Live. And as the inquiries came in for different types of meetings and votes, Direct Vote Live was flexible enough and it's able to meet those needs. And we continue to pour resources into it to make it an adaptable tool for it. It doesn't matter what type of organization you are, what type of meeting it is.
Yeah, Tony, we had law firms coming to us. I mean, like you said, corporations that we didn't ever even expect in our wildest dreams, but all of them, they were adding this to their tech stack as a way to get a documented and secure vote for whatever purpose they had going. You know, a lot of these, we may have not even known how the tool was used, you know, as it's purchased on our website, just as an e-commerce purchase. These organizations are coming in any day or any hour of the day and purchasing this and running with it. So it certainly puts survey and ballot systems and our business into a whole new ballgame.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And that leads into my question. As I was just doing some general research about working from home, I saw a stat from Upwork that estimates almost 57% of teams are working remotely at least part-time now, and 42% are still working from home full-time indefinitely. What role do you see these remote voting systems playing as we continue to work from home? Because I don't know about you, but I think that this is kind of going to be our new normal. Way too many people have caught on at this point that there is a lot of value in allowing employees and businesses to be run remotely. And I can see a tool like this just being more and more beneficial as time goes on.
Yeah. Tony, do you mind if I take a crack at this one first?
Fire away.
There's no question different tools, communication platforms, absolutely exploding during this work from home shift. And people are figuring out how productive they really can be working from home. While we're also seeing a shift of people wanting to come back to offices as well. So there's kind of a craving or a hunger for these in-person events too. I mean, I hear in meetings all day long, oh, I went out for dinner for the first time in 8 months and that was amazing. You know, people want things to return back to how it was pre-COVID in some certain areas of their life too. So all that said, as conferences are coming back to being in person, organizations are seeing that, look, maybe we don't need to have as big of a footprint in person because certain people will prefer to stay remote, while others really want that personal interaction. So they're looking for more of a hybrid type of solution. Really seeing that kind of as the emerging trend, where you're catering to both sides, and there's a lot of tools out there that work for situations like that. Directful Live being one of them. You know, we've talked all along here, this is virtual, virtual, virtual. Well, in a way, it absolutely works the same way in a live setting as well, where now you're talking. This is almost like a clicker. You know, you go to a conference and they give you those little clickers, A, B, C, D. This can work in the exact same way. Yeah. Just through your mobile device or your computer. So the idea that virtual work has obviously been incredibly productive for many people, while you're getting all these people wanting to come back into an in-person as well, there's certainly going to be a blend, I think, moving forward.
I think you're spot on about the blend. And when I think of like the work setting of a member association, oftentimes there's a lot of committees, there's a lot of staff meetings, there's executive meetings, and the list goes on. And where Directful Live helps fit in there is that if you're an organization who primarily uses Teams or you primarily use Zoom for your meetings, Directful Live can dovetail all of those platforms. And if you have a meeting that has actionable items where you need to help drive decisions or come to an outcome, and you've got, you know, 50% of your staff remote or your committee is across the country, this certainly helps you connect virtually. There could be a component, as Pete said, where people are maybe in person voting from their mobile device. And at the end of the day, it fits in as a nice hybrid solution that can help meet your needs, whether it's completely virtual for now until whenever, until all the way to if you're sitting right next to each other in a conference room.
It seems like over the past year of working remotely, it seems like associations have discovered new ways of bringing their members into the fold more frequently and in a more meaningful way. You know, when everyone's working remote, you quickly come up with solutions to stay in touch and to stay connected and to make up for that lack of face-to-face. And I think associations have done a really good job
of that, whether it's by having video conferences more frequently or over communicating about upcoming programming or initiatives. And it seems like Direct Vote Live would be something that fits very well into all those initiatives. Like you said, it dovetails very well with our existing remote working tools. And I really hope that associations will take advantage of products like this to keep members engaged, to let them know that their input matters, their vote matters, that membership is not just something on paper, but it should be something that they are actively engaged in. And, you know, I hope associations will take advantage of tools like this one to keep that momentum going. You know, 2020 had a lot of downsides for us, but I think getting people more engaged, no matter where they're located, was one of the big upsides. And I hope that all organizations continue to make an effort to keep everyone involved going forward. So, well, thank you so much for joining us today, you guys. We really appreciate your time and your energy here. We loved hearing about the work you all are doing and how it can benefit associations. And we wish you the best of luck going forward.
Thank you both. Really appreciate the opportunity to be on here today. And if any of your listeners, you do want to learn more about our solution, it's surveyandballotsystems.com. Be able to click to get started, and we'd be happy to help anybody onboard them and learn more about the solution as well.
Absolutely. And we'll put a link to Survey and Ballot Systems in our show notes so that anybody listening can just go to our episode page or associationadvisor.com and easily click through to their website. Thanks Wonderful. Very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, you guys.
Direct Vote Live and other online voting platforms like it sound like a versatile solution for almost any type of association. I see this kind of platform becoming more popular in the near future as many associations transition to hybrid programming but still want to involve every member.
I completely agree. The features of online voting are essential too. Transparency is needed, portability, quick results, and very importantly, security. Which is so important in a world where everyone is questioning the integrity of votes from Dancing with the Stars to presidential elections.
If you're interested in appearing on our podcast, send me an email at kateclark@naylor.com. We'd love to talk with you about your association and the challenges and successes you're experiencing. My email again is kclark@naylor.com, which is kclark@naylor.com.
Our annual Association Communications Benchmarking Report comes out this summer. We can't wait to share how associations of all sizes are emerging from the pandemic, more attuned to their membership than ever, and what your plans are for conveying information in the next renewal. If you're subscribed to Association Advisor, look for a communication about downloading the free report soon. If you're not a subscriber, sign up to receive our monthly newsletter, plus notices about our benchmarking report at associationadvisor.com.
Thank you to Pete and Tony for joining us this episode. Visit surveyandballotsystems.com to learn more about Direct Vote Live, as well as other balloting services their company provides.
Thank you for listening to the Association Advisor Podcast.